It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for tonight's girls basketball matchup between friendly rivals, Lacapaul Valley. Had Dawson Boyd here tonight, and both teams left the floor after warming up and heading in the locker room to get last-minute instructions from their head coaches. These two teams played earlier in the season, or actually January 2nd at Lacapaul Valley, and Dawson Boyd beat the Eagles 78-49. We just completed the junior varsity matchup, and Lacapaul Valley downed Dawson Boyd in JV action tonight, 26-18. And so here we are with varsity action. The Eagles come in with a record of 4 wins and 17 losses. Dawson Boyd with 10 wins on the season and 12 losses. So Blackjacks could reach 500. They have this game, and then tomorrow night they travel to Heron Lake Okabena Fulda. They travel to Fulda to play their last regular season game. So if the Blackjacks pick up a win tonight and tomorrow night, they'll reach 500 on the season. And this is a very, very young team for the Blackjacks. Actually, they just recognized Alyssa Slavinsky. It's senior night here at Dawson Boyd, and also parent night. Coach Rachel Hawkinson of Dawson Boyd recognized Alyssa Slavinsky, the only senior on this Blackjack roster. And Alyssa's put a lot of time in Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball program. Rachel said she's first to volunteer, always first to come to practice, last to leave, and a great mentor to the younger girls. So congratulations to senior Alyssa Slavinsky. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson also, a very nice gesture on senior night, actually recognized the Lacapaul Valley seniors tonight, Callie Kahn and Raya Forstead, and gave them a little gift as well. So that was a nice gesture there on Coach Hawkinson's part. Yeah, so the Blackjacks just have this game, and then tomorrow night, and then the Eagles actually have three games left. They play at McRae Thursday, and then Border West at home on Friday, and then they play Benson on Monday. So the Blackjacks have three games left in their schedule after tonight. It's also this week, Lacapaul Valley and Dawson Boyd have gotten together with the Lacapaul County Children's Mental Health Collaborative to host Slam Dunk the Stigma on mental health. And so they're recognizing that today. The girls, both teams, wearing a purple Slam Dunk the Stigma T-shirts, purple T-shirts during warm-ups tonight. And we'll talk more about that event. Actually, it's going to be held out at Lacapaul Valley on Thursday, a huge event, when Dawson Boyd boys play at Lacapaul Valley on Thursday. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Tonight for the visiting Lacapaul Valley Eagles, sophomore Aiden Bond, a guard. Number two, Brinley Brewston, a freshman. Number four, Ashton Shelstead, a 5'3 eighth grader. Number 15, Brooklyn Olson, 5'7 junior guard. And number 22, Callie Kahn, a 5'11 senior. The Eagles are coached by Dylan Erickson, assisted by John Sherb, Sadie Stelter, and Lindsey Kranz. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. Number three, Claire Stratmon. Claire is a sophomore, 5'3" guard. Number 10, Kyler Yomlin, a 5'7" sophomore guard. Number 12, Caden Perkins gets to start tonight. She's a 5'9" junior guard. Number 15, the senior, Alyssa Szczynski. She's a 5'5" guard. And 5'11" junior forward, number 32, Olivia Esling. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White and Dustin Yomlin. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Thanks to Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. Other games tonight in the Camden Conference in girls basketball. Canby Lancers, this is a final because that game got started at 6 o'clock tonight, and it just finished in Tracy. Canby comes away a three-point win over the Panthers, 40 KMS, 29-23 at halftime. That game played in Kirkhoven. Other games, Mineota is hosting Lakeview, and McCray is hosting Ortonville. Ortonville looking for their first win of the season. Non-conference games, Montevideo is at ACGC tonight. Murray County Central's at RTR. Here's another Camden Conference girls game. Renville County West hosting Yellow Medicine East. A lot of girls basketball games tonight here in the Q92 listening area, I should say. Boys basketball, Canby hosting Mineota. Tracy Milroy-Ballatin hosting KMS. Yellow Medicine East is hosting Westbrook Walnut Grove. And that's your games in boys basketball tonight. And that wraps up your Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have the Eagles and the Blackjacks in girls basketball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Toffee Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton,
Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We've got Camden Conference girls basketball tonight. The Blackjacks and the Eagles. And the Eagles have four wins on the season. And they were just, they played, if I can get that. Yeah, they beat Ortonville last week. And they played two tough games. Actually, 2 weeks ago they beat Ortonville. Then they played state-ranked Central Minnesota Christian, and McRae's been state-ranked most of the year. Two state-ranked teams at home last week. You heard Coach Dylan Erickson talk about that on the coaches' show on Saturday. Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks, picked up their 10th win of the season by beating Ortonville last Thursday at Ortonville, 69-32. Here we go, folks. Referee's out there, and here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs to the Eagles. Eagles wearing their white jerseys with red trim, the Blackjacks all black and gold. Here we go. Eagles with the ball, very young team. Both teams very young, I should say. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. Here's a baseline shot there by Bruce, and it glances off the rim, no good. And Claire Stratmone's up the floor. Here's a three-pointer from the baseline. There by, that was Kyler Yamlin launching one, and that's off the rim, no good. To go down the other end, Brewston shooting a three-pointer, partially blocked by Stratmone, and we got fireworks to start the game. Claire kicks it in the corner to Sosinski. Here's a three-pointer, that's no good, rolls out. And grabbing the rebound there was Callie Kahn. She brings it up the floor herself. Wow, track meet to start the game. Up and down the floor nonstop. And they're throwing up threes right away. Brewston getting the start. Brewston Brindley is just a ninth grader. They bounce it in to Kahn. Callie, so good. Callie Kahn scores. Kahn, mostly the leading scorer for La Caparo Valley. And the Eagles have a 2-0 lead. They go down low to Essling. Essling, underhanded layup off the rim. No good. Boarded there by Kahn. And gets it up to Aiden Bond. Aiden Bond is in 10th grader. They go down low, kick it out. Here's a three-pointer by Ashton Shelstead. That won't go off the rim. And the ball saved by Stratmone. Throws it right into an Eagle player. Shelstead trying to go down low to Kahn, and there's Sosinski, the only senior on Dawson Boyd, knocking the ball out of bounds. Wow, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep this pace up. It's fast. Eagles lead 2-0 on a basket by Kahn to start the game. Eagles inbound it. Brewston. Here's Olsen in the paint by the free throw line. Nice defense there by Yamlin. Now they go down to Kahn. Back out to Olsen. She goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. Still fighting for the rebound. We got three girls laying on the floor, and a jump ball is called, and possession belongs with the Blackjacks. Your starters again, Bond, Brewston, Shelstead, Olsen, and Kahn for the Eagles. For Dawson Boyd, Stratmone, Yamlin, Perkins, Sosinski, and Essling. And Claire. Claire's knocked, I don't know how many games she's had, 30 points this year. And then she gets that three-pointer going, look out. Stratmone in the corner, goes down. Here's Sosinski, puts up a long three. That's no good. Nice box out there by Brooklyn Olsen. And the Eagles have the possession, leading 2-0. Brindley Brewston over to Kahn at the top of the key. Callie's going to go hard to the basket, runs into a Blackjack, and we got a foul on Dawson Boyd. And Callie Kahn will go to the free throw line. This might be on Essling. No, they're going to call the foul on number 12, Caden Perkins. And the free throw is good by Kahn. So here's the score. Cali Kahn 3, Dawson Boyd nothing. And Cali will try to make it 4. And she makes nothing but net there. 4-0, the Eagles, thanks to Cali Kahn. Black Jacks go down to Essling. Kahn guarding her, pushing her hard. Now passes out to Stratmon. Stratmon goes in the paint, throws up a shot. She's fouled hard. Might have been on Brewston. It is. Brinley. A lot of Lacapral students here in front of me. Dawson Boyd students across the way. Eagles lead 4-0. They bounce it in. The ball's kicked by Brooklyn Olsen out of bounds. Black Jacks will keep possession. 4-0 Eagles. Black Jacks get the ball. Perkins looking to get it in play. Having trouble. Now gets it to Essling way out the top of the key. Here's Yamlin. Tyler. Over to number 12. This is Perkins. Yamlin on the right wing. They go to Brewston. They go to Stratmon. Claire goes in the paint, throws up a left-handed shot, and she's fouled, and Claire Stratmon, the sophomore, will go to the free throw line and see if she can get the first points of the game here for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks down 4-0. Claire Stratmon. Free throw. Good. And the Blackjacks are on the board. Second free throw by Claire Stratmon. That's off the mark. No good. Rebounded out here by Brooklyn Olsen. But Brooklyn chased that one down. 4-1, La Caprao Valley. Glad you're with us on Q92 on this Monday night. Eagles try to force it inside. Picked up there by Yamlin. Here's Claire with the ball. She loses the handle. Essling picks up the loose ball. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kahn. Cali's off and running. Tries to lead Brewston in too far and out of bounds. Brindley stepped out of bounds. Eagles have a sophomore, a freshman, an eighth grader, and a junior and senior starting here right now on the floor. An eighth grader, a ninth grader, and a tenth grader. Dawson Boyd, they got a tenth grader, a tenth grader, a junior and a senior and a junior. All right, we got a substitute here. Eva Traeger in for La Caprao Valley. Blackjacks with the basketball. There goes Alyssa to the basket. Try to kiss it off the glass. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cali Kahn of the Eagles. So Dawson Boyd will get possession underneath their own basket. They're down by 3. Sosinski with the basketball, trying to pass it inbounds, gets it into Yamlin. Back out to Alyssa in the corner. Being guarded tightly there by Shelstead, the eighth grader. Yamlin to Sosinski, they swing it around the left side. Claire's driving to the baseline. Oh, nice pass by Stratmon. Shot up by Perkins, miss, no good. And the Eagles pick up the rebound. Another rebound for Cali Kahn of La Caprao Valley. 4-1, Eagles lead. Brewston out front, Stratmon all over. Oh, nice pass. Here's a little short baseline shot by Traeger. That's off the mark. Hit the rim. No good. Rebounded there by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks down by 3. Here's a three-pointer from the corner by Yamlin. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be La Caprao basketball. Both head coaches wearing their purple Stigma mental health shirts on. A lot of purple on both benches. They have a big event this Thursday at La Caprao Valley. Oh, and then the Eagles throw the ball away. Aiden Bond is trying to hit, I think, Brooklyn Olsen underneath the basket, and it went out of bounds. 13:02 to play in the first half. It's a low-scoring first half of basketball. Eagles 4. All thanks to Cali Kahn. Cali has a field goal and two free throws. Here's a three-pointer by Perkins. That's no good. Ball's ricochet on midcourt, and Brewston's going in for the layup, and she scores. Brinley Brewston gets the basket. And it's 6-1, La Caparo Valley. Blackjacks in the paint. Back out to Swazinski in the Essling. Essling, triple team, throws it back out to the top of the key. Man, the Eagles are playing a good, very aggressive defense. And now it goes out of bounds. Referee Eric Hansen said it'll be La Caparo basketball. And Coach Dylan Erickson clapping his hands, encouraging his girls with their defense there. How about the Seattle Seahawks defense last night during the Super Bowl? Wasn't that something? Now the Blackjacks steal the ball at midcourt, down by five. Here's Stratmon for three. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Shelstead. Shelstead passed down low to Aiden Bond. Bond catches the ball in the corner. Back into Kahn. Kahn in the paint. Back out. Here's a three-pointer by Bond, and it's good. Aiden Bond hits the three, and Coach Rachel Hawkinson wants a timeout. It's 9-1, La Caparo Valley. We'll be back after this.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
We're back. Hey, it's 9-1, Eagles. Kind of surprising the Blackjacks here. Coach Rachel Hawkinson called a timeout, and now the Blackjacks throw the ball away and turn the ball over, and the Eagles get the ball. 9-1, La Caparo Valley. A three-pointer by Aiden Bond forced Coach Hawkinson to call a timeout. Here's a full-court press put on now by Dawson Boyd, trying to create some turnovers here on the Eagles. Bond, Kahn with the ball. Here's And the ball's stolen here. And this is Schreier, I believe. Goes in for the layup, and good! And Laura Schreier with the bucket and the foul. Beautiful play there by Laura Schreier. Just entered the game off the timeout. Here comes Casey, Casey Tweet in for La Caparo Valley. Out is Eva Traeger. So Laura Schreier, first field goal there by the Blackjacks. Schreier's free throw is missed. And it's 9-3, La Caparo Valley. Eagles with the possession. Shelstead puts up a jump shot, and that's good. Ashton Shelstead with a bucket. It's 11-3. Blackjacks have struggled to score points this year, but boy, they have started out well here in Dawson tonight. Now the Blackjacks, another turnover, and the Blackjacks have really done well as of late. Anyway, the games I've called for Dawson Boyd with not turning the ball over so much. Shelstead stops her dribble. Here's Tweet. Casey dribbles in the paint, throws it down on the corner, and goes out of bounds. Aiden Bond. And it'll be Eagle ball. Bond will inbound it. La Caparo Valley 11, Dawson Boyd 3. There's 10 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first half. Bond drives to the drives the baseline. She puts the shot up, and she's fouled, I believe, by Yamlin. And so Bond is at the line. That foul was on Yamlin, her first. And here's the free throw here. On its way, and it's good. Oh, this is Brinley Brewston. I'm sorry. Brewston is shooting the free throw. She's got... Here's a second free throw, and that's good. 4 points for Brewston. And it's 13-3. It's a 10-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Essling short baseline jumper for Essling is good. And it's 13-5. Oh, there's a turnover on the full court press. Swazinski down low, lays it up and in. Turnover by the Eagles, and Swazinski scores. And now here's a fast break for La Caparo Valley, and then going in is Brewston with an easy layup. And it's 15-7. Here's a three-pointer by Yamlin. What's going on? Oh, man, a fast-scoring streak by both teams, and all of a sudden it's 15-10. Eagles, here's another shot in the paint by La Caparo Valley's number one, Aiden Bond. I can't keep up on my scorebook. They're scoring too fast. 7-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Look at Claire Stratmon go up, lay up the middle, missed it. And now the Blackjacks kick it out to Swazinski, no good. And a rebound by Kahn. Eagles lead by 7, 17-10, 8:50 to play. Swazinski knocks the ball out of Bond's hands and goes out of bounds. The Eagles will keep the ball. Boy, what a spurt of offense in the last 2 minutes. Unbelievable. Eagles will inbound it. They get it into Kahn. Here's Bond. Kahn and Bond. That kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Shelstead. Brewston. Remember, these girls are 8th and 9th grade, some of them. Shelstead, 8th grader, has the basketball at the free throw line. Here's Casey Tweet. Tweet kicks it in the corner. Shot clock to 5. Eagles got to put the shot up, and they do, and they miss it. And Alyssa Swazinski comes down with the rebound for Dawson Boyd. 17-10. Stratmon from WNBA range rolls off the rim, no good. Claire launched that one from way out. And the Eagles slowing it down. Full court press put is off on the Blackjacks. 17-10, they go down the low to Tweet. She turns, shoots. No, might have been partially blocked. Blackjacks have the ball. They come across midcourt. Swazinski. Here's Stratmon for three. She can't leave her open like that. Claire Stratmon drops a three. She's got 4 points. And now the lead, just 4 for La Caparo Valley. Oh, nice pass, and Kahn lays it up. Oh, an offensive charge. Ball on Callie Kahn. Dylan Erickson not happy about that call. My goodness. Some of the parents disagreeing with the referee's call on that, too. Offensive charge on Callie Kahn. You heard the crowd below me. Tweet comes out. And Brooklyn Olsen back in for the Eagles. 17-13, La Caparo Valley leading. 7:28 to go. Three-pointer from the corner by Swazinski. No. Rebound, Kahn. Eagles with the ball. 17-13 lead, La Caparo Valley. Here's Bond dribbling the ball. Now to the left wing, right winger to Shelstead. They go down low, bad pass, picked off there by Essling. And now Stratmon has the ball, goes underneath the basket, and the ball's kicked out of bounds by Brooklyn Olsen. These girls are going to be gassed by the end of the second half. My goodness. It's just a up and down the floor. A lot of girls with their hands on their knees right now, and they got to be tired. And we got 7:02 to play in the first half. Blackjacks inbounded on their side of the court. Schreier. Stratmone down low to Yamlin. Missed the shot, but there's the rebound. Esslein puts it back up and in. 4 points for Esslein. And it's 17-15. 17-15. La Caprile Valley. Here's a little half-court trap. And now a timeout by Coach Dylan Erickson. We'll take a commercial break. It's a two-point lead for La Caprile Valley. 17-15 with 6:40 to play in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Eagle and Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. What a fun basketball game we have going on here between Dawson Boyd and La Caprile Valley. You know, a lot of these girls are teammates on other sports like track and cross country. And so they know each other well, but well played first half. 17-15, La Caprile Valley leading by 2 points. Timeout over by Coach Erickson, his first, and the Eagles will inbound it. They get it into Bond. She throws it all the way down to Olsen. Wide open underneath is number two. That's Brewston scores. Brewston with 8 points. 19-15. Eagles lead. There goes Esslein. Olivia to the basket. Kissed it. Oh, and rolled off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Shelstead directing traffic. Right wing. Here to Brewston. Brewston underneath the basket and throws it away. She was trying to hit Brooklyn Olsen in the corner and threw it over her head. All right. 2-4-6-8. I got 8 points for Brinley Brewston, and the scoreboard says 6, so I'll have to check that. 19-15, Eagles lead, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks 10 wins, 12 losses. Eagles 4 wins and 17 losses coming into the game. Brinley, and she's going to come out of the game. Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Glover Monica's, oh, there's an easy basket. Yamlin put, oh, she missed the shot off the inbound pass. Yamlin wide open underneath. The Eagles weren't guarding her at all. And Kyler just missed it. La Caprile Valley with possession. In the con, double team, turn, shoot, scores. Boy, Callie is so strong underneath the basket. She's 5'11". A senior, and she can dominate. And that foul was on Stratmone, her first. Callie's free throw is missed. 21-15, La Caprile Valley leading. And Coach Dylan Erickson, yeah, that was a Coach Dylan Erickson hollering, referees missed something up. Dylan's hollering at the referees. They're giving Dawson Boyd the ball. And the La Caprile Valley fans are on the referees. Not quite sure what happened there, but they gave the Blackjacks the ball. So Zinski throws up a shot, no good. And the Eagles get the ball. I got to rethink what I just saw here. In a minute. Now Kahn down low, and Swazinski takes the ball away from her. What happened was Kahn underneath scored the basket. They countered the basket. The foul was on Stratmone. Kahn went to the free throw line, missed the free throw. The Eagles grabbed the rebound, and for some reason there was a whistle, and they gave the ball to Dawson Boyd. But that's in the past now. Here's Brooklyn Olsen at the top of the key. 21-15. We've got exactly 5 minutes to play in the first half. Kahn down low. Tried to use her left hand. No good. Stratmon with the ball. Claire's off and running. Got Kyler down low. And Kyler, I think, traveled. No. Said the ball was out of bounds. Yeah, I think the referees just missed that. Missed that altogether because Callie missed the free throw. And the Eagles grabbed the rebound. I heard a whistle. They should have gave the ball to the Eagles. Might have been an inadvertent whistle. But they decided to give it to Dawson Boyd. And Coach Dylan Erickson went sprinting up the side to the referee. Blackjacks inbound. And here's Kyler. And that's just a two-pointer for Kyler Yamlin. And Kyler scores. It's 5 points for her. Oh, now it's stolen. And the Blackjacks put up a shot. It's blocked by Shelstead. What a block by Shelstead. Ashton, she's only 5'3", an eighth grader. And she rejected that shot. 21-17. And now the Eagles turn the ball over underneath to Esley. Olivia dribbles out of there, gives it to Claire Stratmon. Lacapaw Valley 21, Dawson Boyd 17. Top of the key three by Schroe. It's good. And that was, guess who? That was a seventh grader. Hudson Mosing with a three-pointer. Wow. And the Eagles answer right back with Callie Kahn. Wow. Wow. 23-20, Lacapaw Valley. A three-pointer by Hudson Mosing. That got the Dawson Boyd crowd into it. And here's a three from the corner for Lacapaw Valley. Aiden Bond, her second three of the night. She's got 9 points. And it's 25-20. Now we got a foul on Lacapaw Valley. All of a sudden, the three-pointers are going. Hudson Mosing comes out of the game. Hudson hit a three-pointer. She's pretty pumped. That might have been her first field goal of her varsity career. I know she made some free throws, I think. She's a good young ball player, somebody to watch. And a three-pointer by Swazinski deep in the corner. Alyssa hits a three. She's got 5 points, and it's 25-23, a two-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. Eagles have been kind of careless the last few times on the floor. They've turned the ball over. Here's a short jump shot. That's no good. Good box out there by Swazinski. Well, the Blackjacks can tie it up with a field goal or take the lead of the three-pointer. Here's Schreier in the paint. Jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Bond. And the Eagles keep their two-point lead, 25-23. 2:25 on the clock here in the first half. Eagles turn the ball over again. Here's Stratmon. It's a two-on-one. Claire goes in for the layup. Claire Stratmon. And, folks, we're all tied up, 25-25 with 2:07 to play in the first half. And another turnover in midcourt. Yamlin down to Schreier. Schreier will pull it out. Swazinski for the lead. And we got a whistle. Got a foul. Alyssa is launching a three from the top of the key. And we're tied up. We are tied up. The Eagles had a 10-point lead. Blackjacks have tied it up 25-25. Blackjacks are going to inbound the ball on their side of the court. Looking to take the lead, I think, for the first time. Yeah, they haven't led all the first half. They go into Espline, turn, shoots, and they have the lead. First lead of the night for Dawson Boyd, 27-25, 1:43 to go. Eagles throw the ball out of bounds and throw it away. 2 many turnovers here the last half dozen trips for Lacapaw Valley. Jacks lead 27-25. 1:30 to play in the first half. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Stratmon, she's trying to, oh, Con with the block. And Callie said, oh, well, I got that clean. Getting a little chippy out there now. Claire Stratmon to the free throw line. She's got 6 points. Free throw's up and good. Claire is a good free throw shooter. Wow. 28-25. Stratmon's second free throw. On its way. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Olsen. Lacapau Valley with the ball. They're down by 3 points. They've led the whole first half. Bond drives in the paint. She's fouled. We'll go through scores in the Canada Conference. A lot of girls' basketball games tonight as we're winding down the season. Hey, we'll talk section team wrestling. The seedings came out today. We'll talk about that at halftime. And state dance this week. Eagles with the ball. They go to Brooklyn in the corner. Oh, and she loses the ball from Sosinski. Alyssa steals the ball. And Alyssa bringing the ball across the half-court line by herself. They go inside the S lane. Double team out to Alyssa. 28-25. Dawson Boyd leading the Eagles. Schreier uses their left hand. Underhand layup. No good. Picked up there by Brewston. Or no, Eva Traeger. That's Eva Traeger, excuse me. The Eagles need to score. Down by three. And they almost lost the ball. Brooklyn Olsen having some trouble. Now a foul. Looks like Sosinski. Alyssa with the foul. Alyssa Sosinski was honored before the game. On senior night, the only senior on this Dawson Boyd roster. What a bright future. Oh, now Essling tips the ball away, kicks the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Eagle basketball. 18 seconds to play, and first half is over. Eagles need to drop a three here at the end of the first half to tie it up. They get it in the Bond. Aiden, full court pressure. Shelstead with it. They got to get it across midcourt. And we going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd, stopping the clock at 9 seconds. Caden Perkins comes into the game for Sosinski. 9 seconds on the clock. The Eagles inbound the ball in front of the blackjack bench. And Essling steals the ball. Essling going in for the layup and misses the shot. Ball's on the floor, and that'll be the end of their first half. Well, Acapulco Valley led the most of the first half. We're at halftime, 28-25. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more with Monica's halftime report right after these words for our fine sponsors. We'll be right back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I am full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. We're at halftime, and boy, the Lockerfall girls led most of the first half, Zuzinski hit a three-pointer. I believe that was a three-pointer that put the Blackjacks ahead. And they lead at halftime. Dawson Boyd, 28. Lockerbie Valley, 25. We'll go through the scoring here in a little bit. But I've asked Darla Zuzinski to come up and visit with us a little bit about a big event that actually starts tonight here in Dawson, Darla, and a big event at Lockerbie on Thursday.
Yes.
Thanks for coming up.
You bet. We're having what's called Slam Dunk the Stigma. We did it for the first time last year, and what it is it's a night where we help promote mental health and mental wellness in teens and all adults and kids.
What's going on at halftime here? Part of the program, part of the event?
Part of it, we are having a free throw shooting contest where kids can win 2 liters of pop, or adults if they choose to go out there, but I don't see any adults out there.
No, some older kids, I guess.
Yeah, we got the older kids.
Yeah, talk about Slam Dunk, the stigma about mental illness. There's still a stigma. It's getting better, though, isn't it?
It is getting better, yep. So what will happen on Thursday night is we have invited all different agencies that promote and work with mental health to have booths out at Lacaparo. And the players will all be wearing Slam Dunk the Stigma t-shirt.
Just like tonight.
Yep. The girls all had t-shirts tonight, too.
Yep.
So, and that's thanks to Countryside Public Health. For our Mental Health Collaborative, I wrote for a grant, and we were able to get shirts for all the kids.
Yeah, so. Who's sponsoring this, then? Is there a specific group?
Yep.
Oh, I lost you here. Can you hear?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Dang it. What happened here? Well, let's see. Can you hear me now? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So what is it? I forgot what our question was.
What's that? Yeah. Who sponsors it?
Who sponsors it? Okay, so it is our Lockerbie.
Can't hear her, Paul.
Okay, just a minute. Can't hear you. I'm going to give you my headphone, and you just talk, okay?
Sorry. Okay, so who's sponsoring this event is our Lockerbie County Children's Mental Health Collaborative, and we began this program in 2008, and it is funded through federal funds and state funds, and the state sends the funds down to the different counties. And over the years, since 2008, we have generated over $1 million to help support mental health programming in Lockerbie County. So it's been an incredible program. Now I can't hear you. Well, maybe I'll just catch you. Okay. So, yes, we have generated over $1 million to help support mental health programming in Lockerbie County since 2008. And we've used those funds to increase school social work time, having different lyceums. We've also helped pay for the Incredible Years programs and some youth area programming, the YAP program. We've helped sponsor some of those activities over the years. And so we're hoping that we're making meaningful and lasting impacts on students and community with mental health.
Okay, when does this take place then at Locker Park?
This will be on Thursday. We'll have the booth set up starting at about 5:30.
Okay, I'll be out there too.
Probably. Yes, you'll be out there and
we'll talk to some
different agencies and, yep, perfect. Yes. Oh, no worries.
I don't know what happened.
It all works. Okay, thanks for your time, Paul.
All right, with that, I tell you what, let's take a break. I got to regroup here. I'm not sure why we had technical problems, but we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Sorry about that. I don't know.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. We got our technical difficulties straightened out. And we are underway here in the second half. The Blackjacks leading Dawson, the Blackjacks leading Lacapau Valley 28-25. And the Blackjacks just turned the ball over. And Lacapau Valley puts up a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded there by Swazinski. Essling down in the paint. In the corner to Yamlin. Three-point lead for Dawson Boyd to start the second half. Szczesny at the top of the key. Puts up a shot off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Todd. Boy, Cali's got a lot of rebounds. Your leading scorer in the first half for Dawson Boyd was Claire Stratmon with 7. The Eagles was Aiden Bond with 9. She had 3 three-pointers in that first half. 28-25. Dawson Boyd leading La Capel Valley just underway here in the second half here in Dawson. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. We appreciate it. And our fine sponsors. Brooklyn Olsen down low scores. Brooklyn scores her first basket. Nice assist from Kahn. 28-27 the score. Blackjacks lead by a point. Essling's going to put up a shot from the free throw line. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Shelstead. Hard to believe Ashton's an eighth grader. Dribbling the ball, handling the ball like that, running the Eagle offense. Here's a three-point shot by Brewston. No good. Rebounded by Kahn in the paint. Puts it back up. It's short. And a good box out by Yamlin on Kahn. Kyler grabs the rebound. And she has the ball. She's going to launch a three, and it's nothing but net. Kyler Yamlin. Wow. Good box out defensively. Went down the floor. Got the ball and pops a three. 31-27. The Eagles missed the shot. Trying to save it from going out of bounds, but can't. Blackjacks lead 31-27. Thanks to Yamlin's three-pointer. Yamlin with 8 points. Stratmon goes down low, kisses it off the glass. She is so smooth. 9 points for Stratmon. Eagles with the basketball. They're down 33-27. In the con in the paint. Kick it out to Shelstead. Now they go to the left wing. Here's a Brewston for another three. What's going on? Brewston with a three. 9 points for Brindley. Nice looking three. She's a good young ball player. Look at Alyssa Szczesny goes up the middle, lays it up underhanded. Alyssa, 35-30 Dawson Boyd. Eagles down low. They turn the ball over. Goes right in the hands of Szczesny. Here's Stratmon going in for the layup. Lays it up. Left-handed. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. We're going the other way with Shelstead. 5-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 35-30 is your score. In the con. Con. Good defense by Essling. Here's a three-pointer from the outside by Brewston. No good. Rebounded by Yamlin. And hands the ball off to Essling. 35-30 is your score. Blackjacks with a 5-point lead in the ball. Yamlin, Essling at the paint. In the corner, back out to Alyssa. Kyler. Kyler drives to the basket, almost lost the ball, and then she gets the ball back and tried to pass it to Stratmon, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. And the Eagles will get the ball. Well, we got the section team wrestling on Thursday, and it's here in Dawson. The Team United will host the first round. And here's a three-pointer by number 4. That's Shelstead, no good, and a fast break by Dawson Boyd, and they throw it out of bounds. And it'll be Eagle basketball. Team United's going to wrestle New London Spicer. That's going to be a dandy, folks. 2 and 3 seed. Here in Dawson on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Section wrestling. Eagles go down low and they throw the ball right in the hands of Essling. Turnover there. Boy, Eagles did so well most of the first half and not turning the ball over. And in about 2 minutes before halftime, they turned the ball over about every time they came down the floor. And the Blackjacks took their first lead late in the first half. Stratmon puts up a shot. Kahn with the rebound. Cali, it positions herself so well to get the rebound. That's why she's in double figures just about every game. Now she's got the ball. She's going to go to the basket. Kiss, lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Schreier. Laura's off and running. puts up the shot. Missed it. Kahn with another board and a whistle and a timeout by Coach Dylan Erickson. We'll take a commercial break. With 12:33 to play in the game, it's Dawson Boyd 35, Lacapara Valley 30. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. 5-point lead for the Blackjacks. If you're with us, the Blackjacks led, or the Eagles led most of the first half to the last couple minutes. And the Blackjacks took over. They led a half by 3, 28-25. Now the Blackjacks steal the ball again. Here's a 2-on-1 for Dawson Boyd. They go down low, and we're going to have a foul on the Eagles. Ashton Shelstead with the foul, and going to the free throw line will be Laura Schreier, with the Blackjacks leading 35-30. Schreier, outstanding golfer on the state champion Blackjack golf team. Free throws up and good for number 11. Second free throw by Laura. On its way. And nothing but net. Eagles down by 7. Their largest deficit here in the ball game. And the ball's tipped out of bounds. They'll remain with Lacapara Valley. But Coach Rachel Hawkins and Coach Dylan Erickson, they're working up a sweat down there. Coaching is not sitting down. They're all standing. Full court pressure put on by Dawson Boyd. And the Eagles break it. So all alone underneath was Eva Traeger. They didn't see her. Now got a jump ball. Eva Traeger was all alone underneath the Eagle basket. Dylan Erickson is trying to get attention. Nobody saw her. Eagles will get the ball, throw it in on the side court. Down by 7. They get it in to Shelstead. Shelstead. Good defense there by the Blackjacks. They really picked it up defensively. Traeger down low to Kahn. Kahn loses the ball to Yamlin. And it'll be Blackjack basketball. Casey Tweet coming in for Kahn. 11:47 left in this ball game. And it's 37-30 Dawson Boyd. Paul Ramo here. Tonight in Dawson, Camden Conference Girls Basketball as we're winding down the regular season. Stratmon. Here's Yamlin for 3, and that's way off the mark. Missed everything. Oh, a nice rebound by Essling. She dishes it off. Shot up. Gets her own rebound. Essling puts it up, and Olivia's going to the free throw line. Good hard work there by Dawson Boyd's junior, Olivia Essling. And the foul is on Casey Tweet. So Essling will be at the free throw line. She had 6 points in the first half. And here's her free throw, and it's no good. Checking in now for Lacapara Valley, Brinley Brewston, a freshman. Brooklyn Olsen out. Essling will get a second free throw here. On its way, and good. 7 points for Olivia. Number 12, Caden Perkins, comes off the bench for Dawson Boyd. Sozinski's going to get a break. 8-point lead, 38-30, with 11:23 to go. A little more pressure, full court pressure here by Dawson Boyd. Brewston, trying to get it across midcourt, does. Throws it to Shelstead. 8th and 9th grader, folks. Here's Traeger, Shelstead, Bond in the tweet. Zone defense, shot put up off the glass, no good. That was by Shelstead. She missed. Picked up by Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks with their 8-point lead. Essling, top of the key to Schreier. Laura, crossover dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Yamlin wide open for a three. That's off the mark again. Kyler's missed twice badly, and now jump ball underneath the Blackjack basket. Well, Kahn, that was a short rest for Callie Kahn. She's coming into the game again. 10:42 to play in the ball game, and the Blackjacks have the lead, and they have the basketball underneath their basket. They get it in. Oh, they is stolen there by Brewston. And here's Brindley going in, and she's fouled. Boy, Brewston is quick. And Swazinski, that was a brief break for Alyssa. She's back into the game as well. Yamlin's going to come out. Yamlin with a couple three-pointers. She's got 8 points. Eagles inbound it. They need to score. They put the quick shot up there by Shelstead. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. We're going the other way. 38-30, Dawson Boyd. Stratmone from way out. No good. Off the backboard, and the ball ricochets all the way out to the free throw line. And we got a jump ball. And possession belongs with La Caparo Valley. Our next broadcast will be Thursday here back here in Dawson for Section Team Wrestling. New London Spicer taking on Team United. Should be a great match. Eagles down by 8. Score hasn't changed much lately. Eagles had 25 points at halftime. They've scored only 5 here in the second half. And now they throw the ball away. Coach Erickson looking very frustrated with the turnovers here lately. They did so well the first, 18 or 16 minutes of the first half. The turnovers are killing the Eagles right now. Essling, Yamlin back in the game. And dishes at the Stratmon in the corner. Here's a three-pointer, and it's good by Swazinski. Alyssa. Alyssa Swazinski for 3. She's got 10. And it's a 11-point lead. 41-30. Blackjacks outscoring. And there's a shot put up. Blocked by Stratmon. Swazinski with the ball, loose ball. And a foul on Aiden Bond. Blackjacks on a 12-5 run right now to start the second half. Well, we're halfway through the second half. And Kahn steals the ball at midcourt. Callie going in for the layup, and she's fouled hard by Essling. And Olivia hits the wall hard. I hope she's okay. And she is. She's going to get up slowly. That was a major collision between Kahn and Essling. And Callie's going to go to the free throw line. Kahn with 8 points in the first half. She has yet to score here in the second half. She missed the free throw. Dawson Boyd will be on the road tomorrow night to Fulda in their last regular season game. Section girls playoffs begin next Thursday, not this week. Second free throw by Kahn. That's no good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Kyler off to Swazinski at midcourt. Alyssa attacks the basket. Kahn with the foul. And Alyssa Swazinski will go to the free throw line. Dawson Boyd led at halftime, 28-25. Alyssa's free throw is good. She leads all scorers right now with 11 points. And she'll try to make it 12. Free throws up and rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Olsen.
Brooklyn with a nice rebound there for La Caparo Valley. Gives it over to Brewston. Brewston, oh, Conn wasn't ready for the pass. She chases it down in the corner and now throws the ball. It's loose and go to the other end to Traeger and back into Conn. Conn forces up the shot and scores. Hard work there by Tally Conn. And it's 42-32. 10-point lead. With 8:29 to go, here's a long three-pointer by Swazinski. No good. Eagles have the ball. They bring it across midcourt. This is Shellstead, number four for La Caparo Valley. Dribbling the ball. Now to left wing. Brooklyn Olsen for three. That's good. How about that? Number 15, Brooklyn Olsen. It's a three. She's got 5 points. That was nothing but net. Just ripped the net. That was a big basket for the Eagles. Now let's see if they can get a stop. And Stratmon, that was Yamlin, throws the ball away. 42-35, Dawson Boyd. Stratmon back in. Traeger's coming out for La Caparo Valley and Bond back in. 42-35, Dawson Boyd leading. Got a lot of time left, 7:50 to go. Esling knocked the ball away right into the Eagle bench. I want to thank Darla Swazinski for coming up and talking about the mental health awareness night Thursday at La Caparo Valley. They're having a chili feed out there, too. So come and have supper and visit with a lot of vendors. Will be in the Commons area at La Caparo Valley Thursday before the Dawson Boyd La Caparo Valley game. Eagles drove the baseline. I think that was Brooklyn Olsen. And it looked like she was fouled. Fourth team foul. Or fifth team foul on Dawson Boyd. So Callie will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Callie gets it in. Picked up by Brewston. And a long court. Dangerous pass. And Stratmon almost picked it off. And now we got a jump ball between Stratmon and Bond. And the possession arrow belongs with Dawson Boyd. And they have a 42-35 lead. 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Kind of a quiet crowd here in Dawson. A lot of people, though, a lot of students here. Not a lot of people making noise. They must be Super Bowl tired out. Blackjacks with the ball. Here's Claire, goes, splits the defenders, goes up. And another board for Callie Conn. Here's Bond. Kicks it in the corner. Olsen for three. No good. Follows her shot. Gets her own rebound. And then Esling takes the ball away from her. And Olivia dishes it over to Stratmon. Claire going to go. It's fouled. Stratmon is fouled. And Stratmon with 9 points goes to the free throw line. Let's see who that foul was on. It was on Bond, her fourth personal foul for Bond. Free throws up and no good by Claire. Claire's always in the 20s and 30s, I think, but it's kind of an off night for her right now. Second free throw, that's no good. A rare two missed free throw by Claire. Here's Callie bringing the ball up to Florida. Brooklyn Olsen in the paint. Brooklyn's shot won't fall. Olivia Esling with the rebound. And Esling dominating on the boards here in the second half for Dawson Boyd. 42-35 Blackjacks. Stratmon goes to the layup. Nobody contested her. And Coach Dylan Erickson not happy about how that transpired. And Dylan's calling a timeout. We'll take a break. With 6:26 to play, 44-35, Dawson Boyd. You're listening to Eagle Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges,
push boundaries and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Bex different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
All right, Dawson Boyd, leading Lacapaul Valley, 44-35 with 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play. And Kyler Yamlin is going to go to the free throw line. The foul was on Brooklyn Olsen of the Eagles as we came out of commercial break. And here's the free throw by Kyler. It's no good. Kyler has 8 points. She's hit 2 threes. Number of nice rebounds by Kyler. Second free throw by Yamlin, and that's good. Gives her 9. 45-35, back to a 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd. The Eagles need to put the basketball in the hoop. Down by 10 with 5:55 to play. Here's a 3-pointer. Good! By Brewston. Brewston, another 3. That's just her second, I guess. She has 12 points for Lacapaul Valley. What a night she's had. 45-38, them 3-point shots. And there goes Yamlin in the paint. She wants a foul. She's not going to get it. Wow, she was hammered good there. I agree with Kyler there. Swazinski's going to inbound the ball. Blackjacks get it into Stratmon. Now in the corner to Swazinski, lobs underneath to Yamlin. Kyler's going to go to the basket, feeds Esslane. Good! What an assist to Esslane from Yamlin. 47-38 is your score. Blackjacks lead. We're coming up on 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Eagles with the ball. Shelstead on the baseline. Throws it over. Now here's Brewston, top of the key. Tried to pass it in the paint to Kahn, and she's fouled either by Esslane or Yamlin or Stratmon. Who they're going to call it on? Oh, they're going to call on Esslane, her third. Puts Callie to the line. Let's see what Callie's done tonight. She has 10 points, and her free throw is missed. Boy, in the first half, both teams really good at the free throw line, but the second half, a lot of misses. Second free throw by Kahn on its way, and that one is good. 11 points for Kahn, 12 points for Brewston. Here's Stratmon for 3, wide open, no good. Rebound, Esslane puts it up, that won't go, and Brooklyn Olsen grabs the board for Lacapaul Valley. Lacapaul Valley now with the ball, and the time is going to be their enemy here in a little bit, down 47-39 with 4:30 to go, and they throw the ball away. Swazinski with the steal. Alyssa goes to the paint, loses the ball, gets it back. And now we're going to have a jump ball. No, a timeout. Coach Rachel Hawkinson calls a timeout. We'll take a commercial break with 4:25 to play. It's Blackjacks 47, Eagles 39. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacapaul County Corn and Soybean Growers Association.
Being a member of the Lockparo County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lockparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lockparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, 4:20 to go in this ball game. 7:39. Eagles have the ball. Timeout's over. And here we go. The Eagles need to go to the basket. They throw it down low to Kahn, tipped away, and the Eagles keep possession. Shelstead in to Cali. On the weak side to Brooklyn Olsen. Her shot, no good. Kahn with the rebound and put back. Kahn with the put back, 13 for Kahn. And it's just like that. It's 47-41, but Stratmon missed a layup and a rebound by Olsen. And the Eagles might have a chance here with 3:40 to go. They're down by six. Shelstead in the corner to Brewston. Brewston drives in the paint, throws up a one-handed shot off the glass. No good. Rebound by the Blackjacks. Szczesny's played well tonight on senior night. Throws the ball out to Laura Schreier, and she traveled. No, a double dribble. A double dribble called on Laura. I think Laura was in a mid-decision there. She should keep dribbling or throw it past the ball. 6-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 47-41, and the Eagles have the basketball. JV tonight, Eagles won 26-18. Eagles, driving to the basket was Brewston, and she was fouled hard to the floor, and foul was on Szczesny, her fourth. So a 3:08 to play. Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Bond throws it in to Brewston. 47-41. Dawson Boyd leading by six over Lockparo Valley. Brooklyn Olsen with the basketball in the corner. Now they go in and the ball's knocked away. And we got a foul. And a foul on the Blackjacks. And that's Essling, her fourth. So Essling and Szczesny with four personal fouls. Eagles inbound the ball underneath their basket. Looking to get it in. Now they do to Brooklyn in the corner. Olsen dribbles out of there, goes to the basket. Brooklyn Olsen lost the ball. Oh, she's fouled. And Brooklyn will go to the line to shoot free throws. That's what the Eagles want. Stop the clock and go to the free throw line. Tegan Conroy is coming into the game for Brewston. So Tegan Conroy in the game. Brooklyn Olsen, some big free throws here, down by six, and free throw is good. And she'll get another one. She's got 6 points. 47-42. Next free throw will make it 47-43. It's on its way. It's short. Rebounded by Conroy. Nice rebound by Tegan. And the Eagles keep possession. 2:35 to play. And a traveling call on Aiden Bond. Kind of caught the ball off balance and walked with the ball. Full court pressure put on by Lockparo Valley. The Blackjacks lead 47-42, folks. Claire Stratmon now to Schreier. Here's Yamlin in the corner for three. Nothing but net for Yamlin. Wow. 12 points for Yamlin. And it's 50-42. Boy, the Blackjacks, a big basket. Now the Blackjacks throw it away, and the Eagles get the ball. The ball's still loose on the floor. Now a foul on Stratmon, I believe, at midcourt. Nobody wanted the basketball. It was all over the place. 50 42 blackjacks, 1 minute, 59 seconds to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Free throws for La Caparo Valley. Shelstead, free throw, it's good. And that's Ashton's fourth point. Or third point, excuse me. Here's her next free throw, and that's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Crucial rebound there by Kyler. Blackjacks trying to bring the ball across half court. Pressure put on by the Eagles. Schreier at midcourt. 1:45 to play. It's 50-43. Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks with the basketball. Here's Essling to Yamlin, or to Stratmon, and now a timeout. No, a foul on La Caparo Valley. I thought Coach Rachel Hawkinson was going to call a timeout. And Claire Stratmon will go to the free throw line. Stratmon to the line. Free throws up and good by Claire. That gives Claire 12 points. Yamlin with 12 points. Next free throw, that's good. 13 for Stratmon, and a timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson. We'll take a break with 1:36 to play. 52-43, Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
All right, a minute 36 to play in the ball game, and it's Jacks 52, Eagles 43. And the Eagles will bring the ball up. They got to go the full length of the court. Full court pressure now by Dawson Boyd. Eagles break it easy. This is Brewston going right to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Another rebound by Yamlin. She might be in double figures in rebounds. 1:20 to play. 52-43. Dawson Boyd leading. Here's Yamlin at the top of the key. Kyler had a couple beautiful assists. Essling, and they go down low. They kick it in the corner to Stratmon, back to Kyler. Kyler, 7 seconds on the shot clock. They got to get the black test, got to get the shot off, and Schreier is going to put the shot up, and a shot clock violation. They used up all the time there. That was kind of smart. They didn't get the basket, but they used a lot of clock. 52-43, Dawson Boyd, and the Eagles will bring the ball up the floor. 48 seconds to play. Brewston with the basketball. They got to put the shot up quick, and they can't wait. La Caparo Valley down low by the Shelstead, and Aston can't catch the ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be blackjack basketball. We'll have Neon Needles postgame show coming up. Blackjacks will bring the ball up the floor. 30 seconds, about a 5-second difference on the shot clock. 52-43. Yamlin. Kyler's going to go to the basket. No one else passes it back. Now here's Kyler in the right wing. 15 seconds left in the game. Schreier in the paint. Back out to Stratmon. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Yamlin for three. And she missed it. And the Eagles pick up the ball with 4 seconds to go. And here's your final. Well, no, we don't have a final yet. 0:07 on the clock. 52-43. Eagles will pass the ball in. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Eagles will pass the ball in, and when they do, no, what happened now? Turnover. How can you have a turnover on an inbound pass? Didn't even get the ball in. Don't understand that one. And the Blackjacks inbound it, and there's your final score. 52-43. Blackjacks over the Eagles tonight here in Dawson. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Eagles post-game show right after these words from fine sponsors.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Choice their number one priority. It's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, invites you to come on in and check out their great selection of new and used vehicles. Some nice local used pickups on the lot right now. A 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew Lariat, sharp local trade, only 31,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2019 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, nicely equipped, 3.5 EcoBoost, and only 98,000 miles on it. Or a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT Clean Local Trade sale price just $18,495. Check these and other great vehicles on the lot now at Lee Motor Company or check them out online at www.leemtrco.com. Give them a call, 320-769-2365.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show here in Dawson. Your final score, the Dawson Boys Blackjacks 52, Lacapaw Valley 43. The Eagles, the Blackjacks, led it by 3, 28-25 at the half. Actually, Lacapaw Valley led most of the first half until the last 2 minutes before halftime. They turned the ball over too many times, and the Blackjacks took the lead for the first time in the game just right before halftime there. All right, let's go through the scoring for Lacapaw Valley. Aiden Bond with 9 points. Ashton Shelstead with 3. Brooklyn Olsen at 6 points. And your leading scorers for the Eagles tonight, Brinley Brewston, she had a nice game with 12 points. Callie Kahn led the Eagles again in scoring with 13. I'm sure she had over 10 rebounds, so another double-double there for Kahn. For Dawson Boyd tonight, they had three players in double figures. Hudson Mosing, the seventh grader, came off the bench and hit a three-pointer. She is going to be fun to watch in the future, that's for sure. Olivia Essling with 9 points. Alyssa Swazinski with 11. Schreier with 4. Kyler Yomlin with 12. And Stratmon with 13. And it's senior night. They recognized Swazinski on senior night before the game. And Alyssa hit 2 threes in the game. She has 11 points. But what a night for Kyler Yomlin of Dawson Boyd. She ends up with 12 points. She had 3 three-pointers, 2 in the second half, and a number of beautiful assists to Essling down low, that's for sure. And she had some great rebounds. So I'm going to name Kyler Yomlin your Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. She gets a nice T-shirt from Neon Needles in downtown Dawson and a Subway value meal from Gary Hendricks there, the owners of Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clare City, and two Subways there in Wilmer. And so that's your final score, 52-43. JV tonight, Lacapaw Valley beat Dawson Boyd 26-18. Let's run through some other scores tonight. In Camden Conference, Mineota beat Lakeview 59-43. McCray down Ortonville 84-22. In girls basketball, Central Minnesota Christian 63, KMS 49. Camby beat Tracy Milroy Ballaton by 3, 48-45. And just a few minutes left at ACGC High School. ACGC leading Montevideo 59-34. And a few minutes left in the game in Renville. It looks like Yellow Medicine East leading Renville County West 52-37. That in girls basketball. Boys basketball tonight, Camby down Mineota 81-69 and KMS 86, TMB 69. Westbrook Walnut Grove beat Yellow Medicine East 88-73. And that's your finals in boys basketball. Our next broadcast is going to come Thursday, right back here at Dawson Boyd High School, the section wrestling, team wrestling. New London Spicer is going to take on Team United. The loser is done for the season. The winner will be in the Final Four at Fairmont on Saturday. That match will be at 12:30 if the Team United were to defeat New London Spicer on Thursday. So Dick Newman, Danny Lee with that call on Thursday here on Q92. And we've got State Dance Friday and Saturday from Target Center. That's where I'll be. And always looking forward to State Dance. Congratulations, Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, on their section championships in high kick and jazz on Saturday in Montevideo. That'll wrap things up here. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd 52, Lockapaw Valley 43. I forgot the WOW Ottawash play of the game. That's going to be Kyler Yomlin's assist to Olivia Essling down low in the second half. It was a beautiful pass, bounce pass to Essling, breaking for the basket. And that's our WOW Ottawash play of the game. Thanks to Brett Mosing for sponsoring the play of the game. Got that in. 52-43, Blackjacks over the Eagles. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the WOW Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. This is KLQP, Q92. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye.